Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Sean, S-H-A-W-N, Alexander. Sean Alexander is a 46-year-old woman who alleges she was injured at work on 9-3-17. Apparently she was putting the ramp up for the first time. Apparently she did not know there was hydraulics and it pulled her on the left side. Apparently she was using both her hands holding the ramp, where the hydraulic took over and pulled it up into the truck. Apparently she was pulled with it. Apparently as a result, she believes she injured her left wrist, arm, shoulder, and neck. Apparently she had further evaluation, but remains unaware for final diagnosis. Apparently she did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any treatment in this matter. Period. As per her claim petition, Ms. Alexander alleged she was lifting and pulling a heavy wheelchair ramp and injured her neck and left arm. Her treatment records show she was seen at WorkNet on 9-5-17. Period. She admitted to having a prior history of pain or injury in these same body areas. Period. She denied any prior work-related injuries. Period. She was evaluated and was not deemed to require x-rays. Apparently she was diagnosed with left wrist, shoulder, and cervical strains. Apparently she was advised to take Advil over the counter and remain on full duty status. Period. She followed up on 9-8-17 and was continued on the aforementioned treatment recommendations. Period. She was closely monitored, such as on 10-11-17. Period. She reported in the proximal aspect of her body. She had 80% improvement of symptoms. Period. Her resting level pain scale was 0/10. Period. She was thought to have an improving cervical strain, for which she was referred for physical therapy. Period. This was rendered on the dates described. Period. She followed up at Concentra through 1-5-18, reporting 90-95% improvement of her symptoms. Her pain level was 0/10. Period. She was thought to have a resolved cervical strain and was released to full duty. Period. New paragraph. On 11-13-20, she was seen by Dr. Anthony for an independent medical exam. He ascertained a history of a recent diagnosis of fibromyalgia, left hand fracture as a child, treated with surgery that required bone marrow from her wrist, cholecystectomy in about 2011, work-related injury with the same employer. She alleged injuring her low back due to constantly and repetitively pushing wheelchairs up ramps. This was treated with physical therapy. She was involved in a motor vehicle accident about 20 years earlier and injured her back. She did not have treatment and associated symptoms resolved. She did reveal that she had been treating with a chiropractor for general manipulations. She also had cortisone injections to her neck administered by an arthritis doctor. Period. He learned she had contracted COVID in May of 2020 and was still out of work due to COVID-19. Period. in terms of the claim, she stated the insurance company denied her claim. Apparently, they hired a new insurance company, and they came out to give the workers training on lifting. Apparently, they also had an operating lift installed in the vans. Apparently, he noted her course of treatment to date and performed a clinical exam. Period. She had been treated for fibromyalgia with hydroxychloroquine. Apparently, she had 4 sets of trigger point injections in the last year, the most recent of which was in approximately August of 2020. Apparently, Dr. Anthony deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement. Apparently, she offered 0% partial total disability to left shoulder for her left shoulder strain. Period. There was 0% disability to left hand and wrist relative to the subject event for her left wrist strain. Period. He also gave 0% disability to cervical spine for diagnosis of cervical strain. Period. He did not feel she needed restrictions and could work in a full duty capacity. Period. Physical exam. General appearance, she states that due to contracting COVID, she cannot remember things well. Period. She did show a video on her phone of the mechanism of injury. Period. It showed a folding metal ramp about 6 feet in length. Period. It manually bends up until the hydraulic takes over and does the rest and clicks closed. Period. Extremities upper inspection revealed healed scarring on the medial left wrist in a longitudinal fashion measuring 2.25 inches in length. Perici states this was a bone donor site for her fracture. But there was also a healed 4.25 inch scar on the dorsal aspect of the left wrist, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. This was actually overlying the 4th metacarpal. Period. Motion of the left shoulder was guarded to 115 degrees of abduction, but was otherwise full. Period. Motion of the shoulders, elbows, wrists, and fingers was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period. Hands, wrists, elbows normal, shoulders normal. Cervical active flexion and extension were full with complaints of tenderness. Period. Bilateral rotation and side bend were full without discomfort. The rest of that is normal, and thoracic normal. Impressions on 9/3/17, Sean Alexander was operating a hydraulic ramp lift on a vehicle when she was pulled by it. Period, she claims to have injured her neck and left upper extremity. Period, she was seen 2 days later at WorkNet, who did not feel she required x-rays. Period, she was diagnosed with various strains and initiated on conservative care. Period, this later incorporated physical therapy running through 1/3/18. But as of 1/5/18, she told WorkNet she was doing quite well. Period, she was discharged from care at maximum medical improvement to full duty. Period, Ms. Alexander did file a claim relative to this event and was seen in regard to it by Dr. Anthony on 11/13/20. Period, he found 0% permanent partial disability, partial or total disability referable to the neck or left upper extremity. Period, she had previously injured this wrist as a child, resulting in fracture and surgery. period. This was overlying the fourth metacarpal period. The bone donor graft site for this was on the medial aspect of the wrist period. In paragraph, the current exam found full range of motion of the left upper extremity except for 115 degrees of guarded abduction actively. Period, however, when distracted, she was able to move this fully without signs of discomfort. Period. Provocative maneuvers of the upper extremities were negative. Period, there was full range of motion of the cervical spine, and Sperling's maneuver was negative for radiculopathy. Period, new paragraph, this case represents 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to the neck, comma, left arm, comma, or left hand. Period, she has been able to return to her full duty capacity with the insured and has a benign clinical exam. Period, and that's the end.